WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Star power for one of the presidential candidates tonight in Georgia.
A former president and the boss. Vice President Harris tonight in the Atlanta suburbs will try and rev up her supporters and mobilize voters for her campaign by holding a big rally with Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. It's part of what the Harris campaign is calling its When We Vote, We Win concert series.
ABC's Karen Travers next week. Harris will hold a rally on the same spot where Donald Trump encouraged his supporters to head to the Capitol on January 6th. As for Donald Trump, he'll hold a rally in New York's Madison Square Garden on Sunday. During his latest Middle East stop in Doha, Qatar, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an additional $135 million in U.S. aid to the Palestinians. The parent company of WWE and the UFC is buying PBR, that's Professional Bull Riders, in a deal worth more than $3 billion. Also included in the acquisition, IMG, a major distributor of sports content. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley is requesting increased access to mental health services. Underley will request more than $304 million to support youth mental health in the next state budget. 2023 data shows 59% of high school students experienced a mental health challenge in the last year. The wildfire danger around Wisconsin is high to very high. The Department of Natural Resources has seen an uptick in fires caused by people operating power equipment. The agency says to operate that equipment outside of the 1 to 4 p.m. hours. Search Wisburn on the DNR homepage for the current fire danger situation. And there were two Fonzies in Milwaukee Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on the sitcom Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour, but he had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 30 at our studios. 99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:04 a.m. More music and mornings with Dave and Emily with David Bowie on Max FM.
My way to stay in, get things done.
I catch a paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you in the morning. Blondie, call me or you can text me because we did get a birthday in that just came in our text line. We need to wish Caitlin Boyd a happy 23rd birthday from Aunt Becky and Uncle Randy. So, Caitlin, happy birthday to you. So, Emily, that's how
happy
we roll
Caitlin.
On the morning show, right?
That's how we roll. Yeah, people can talk to us while we're on the air and give us some wishes that we can send out to people out there. So, Caitlin, happy birthday to you.
Yes, and so I'm sure that Uncle Randy and Aunt Becky got you something very nice for your birthday. So let us know how that goes. So,
yeah, I mean, 23 is a great year. I got to say, that was one of my favorites. So enjoy, Caitlin. 23 is a great place to be. And look at me. I'm a poet, and I didn't know it. Look at that.
Right. Oh, sorry. That is for tomorrow. Sorry. We're a day early. Sorry, Becky. We'll do it again tomorrow. I can't read. So, okay. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. But, you know, Aunt Becky keeps good tabs on me. I've known her for a long time. Let's put that way. So, we've worked together at two different places. So, she's known me since I was a wee lad.
About this, isn't she? She's going to give you a hard time because she keeps. Okay. All right. Well, Becky, go right ahead. You have our full permission to give Dave a hard time. I mean, that's really why we're here. So,
hey, at least I know where I dropped my cell phone. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, before I get in further trouble, we better talk about our weather forecast quick.
Increase in cloud.
Yeah, increasing clouds with a high of 63 today. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 47. On Friday, it gradually will clear with a high of 59. Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 32. Saturday, sunny, a high of 57. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 62. Currently, it is a balmy 33 degrees outside. yes.
It is sunny and nice, though. It is. Yes. Stand in the sun, it'll feel like 50, I betcha.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, our text line is definitely having a little fun with that this morning as well. So if you didn't need to text us something, 608-355-9970. As a reminder, my boss does see that text line, folks, so let's behave ourselves, too. So words I can't say on the air, I'll get in trouble again. So
yeah, be careful, so, Dave. Everyone's got tabs on you now. Everyone.
Yes, they do. Wherever I go, and you know, before I forget to, before I get into words you shouldn't say, because we're going to talk about Jerry Springer, Merrimack Ferry is closed for maintenance today until at least this afternoon. No details on exactly what happened. They closed it late yesterday, and we're not sure what happened to the ferry. We just know it's closed for maintenance until at least this afternoon. You can go to the WisconsinDOT.gov website to get updates on this, but closed for maintenance until later today. So I saw a lot of lights out there this morning, so I didn't break it. It wasn't me.
Oh, no. I was saying thanks for the report, but sure. Well, we'll go ahead and just, you know, continue to keep tabs on you. We'll just go ahead and blame you on stuff. So if you're looking to ride the Merrimack Ferry and you can't, you can just go ahead and point your fingers at Dave. I'm just kidding. Dave's so not responsible for that. So if you just tuned in, the Merrimack Ferry is taking care of business. Dave is not responsible, but that, you know what? We're just going to have some fun with that. So
we are.
Love the ferry, though. It'll be back in business probably by, you know, we're hoping by the end of today. So,
right. And it's, you know, it's important. And they go until as late as they can into the year. So we definitely miss having that out there today. So, yeah, just plan accordingly. And, you know, this one is something that's interesting. You and I were talking a little bit offline about this. This had to happen at some point, and I regret to inform you that the time is now. We need to take an in-depth look at the Jerry Springer Show and its impact on our culture. Netflix has made a two-part documentary called Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action, and that's going to drop on January 7th, so right after the new year. It will explore how Jerry's show became one of the biggest and most outrageous TV hits of the 1990s, but there's more. The official synopsis says, quote, behind the entertaining facade lay some darker truths. As we hear from the producers and ex-guests, a murkier picture begins to emerge on the destruction it caused, raising renewed questions about who was responsible and how far things should go in the name of entertainment. It's too bad Jerry couldn't be here to defend himself and potentially answer for maybe some of his crimes. He died last year of pancreatic cancer. So did you ever watch a Jerry Springer Show, Emily?
I did, yeah. So a lot of places that at the time, this was in the 90s, right? So like when Jerry Springer was on in the 90s, that is really, there was obviously no streaming. So Jerry Springer was on a lot of times during the day, you know, in restaurants, lounges, hotels, you know, anyone working in the service industry, that's what was on TV. Well, I was working in the service industry in restaurants. And if you were working during the day, I forget when Jerry was on, I want to say like 10 or 11 in the morning, that was on. So that was on during, you know, over the lunch hour. So that was just kind of background noise. And people, so that's when I saw Jerry Springer. I didn't tune in to.
Right. Emily, you still there?
Jerry Springer, because even though it was before real reality tuned to like, oh no, this should not be, this kind of interaction and these kind of relationships should not be being exploited on television in order to kind of bring attention to this like bad behavior. But at the same time, it's like a train wreck. You can't look away. So if it was on, you bet I was watching, but I tried not to tune in on my own. I'll just put it that way.
Well,
but yeah, I mean, yeah, what they said here in the liner about, you know, how far should you go in the name of entertainment? I mean, that really hits that on the head because, you know, people were, and we don't even know what the dark truth yet was, but the stuff even on TV, people were being, you know, emotionally scarred from the stuff that was happening, you know, on these relationships on television, and they were exploiting it. So I found it to be in bad taste, but at the same time, I found it to be also very entertaining. And so, you know, it kind of hits that dark side of what you're looking for in entertainment sometimes, and good, bad, or otherwise, it's what it is. Human beings have that, you know, they look at it and they can't look away.
No, they can't. And that's the thing. I remember because it came out around 1991, if I remember correctly. And I was still in high school when it first came out. And I remember if I did not happen to make it into school because, say, I was not feeling well that day.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, you know, it might have been, you know. And so it was one of those where I would tune in and watch it. And I'm like, this is on during the day. What is wrong with this, right? I mean,
yes.
Some of the stuff that happened on that show was just insanity. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to watch a Netflix special because I'm so curious about it. I do want to know more about behind the scenes of it. And it was one of those that really hit its heyday between like 1997 and 1998. I mean, because when it first came on, they talked about a lot of the political issues, but there was so much just, I'll say, odd things that were happening on there, for a lack of a better way of putting it. You know, that is just how it came down. And it was one of those shows where it was a train wreck most days, right? And so that was the other part of it.
And it was planned chaos, right? Like they would put individuals in the hot seat in order to know there would be some kind of physical fight or definitely an emotional upheaval happening on the air, right? And I don't know if the producers, you know, it's just like one of those, you know, Hollywood, whatever, like American entertainment, if it gets the eyeballs, they're going to do more of it. So maybe they started out doing some kind of, like you said, a little bit more, let's do some debates, political, let's bring some attention to some hot topics. But when it kind of took a turn to people just straight up fighting on television,
right,
and everyone started to tune in, you bet they're going to do more. It's money, right? So like, it's just kind of a sad portrayal of what people, you know, I don't want to call out like this country specifically, but right, like what people are interested in. And I'm absolutely guilty of it. Again, like train wreck, couldn't look away. I would be having a tray of food in my hand that I'm supposed to go serve at a table. And people broke out in a fight on Jerry Springer and everybody would look at the TV, you know, and I kind of forget about everything else except for the fact that people were fighting on television, and it just kind of blew your mind that they allowed it and then they encouraged it, and it just kept getting worse. People would come out of the backstage with their fists up, you know?
Yeah, it was
crazy.
It was crazy, and that's the thing. I mean, it's one of those that just it kept on going. And this show, it premiered September 30th, 1991. It was taped in Chicago, Illinois, and then in 2009, it was moved over to Stanford, Connecticut. So they ended production after 27 seasons. The final tapings took place July 6th, 2018.
Wow. I did not know it went all that long because, yeah, that's a good portion of my life that I certainly was not tuning into Jerry Springer in the early 2000s. No, at that point, I thought it probably got canceled, but
I did too.
I guess not.
And here's the other part. Reruns continued on the CW until September 10th, 2021, and syndication until September 6th of this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, clearly people are still interested in the train wreck that you can't look away. That was Jerry Springer. And
right.
Camera, what do they call it? Fights, Camera, Action. That's the,
Fights, Camera,
the
Action.
Name of the documentary, right? I mean, that really, that spells it out. And I got to say, I'm going to watch it because it's so interesting what happens in the you know, backstage / behind the scenes on things like this. Because if what we saw was happening in the front of the house, if you will, on camera, what the heck was going on in the background? I mean, it must have been volatile, right?
Or maybe not.
Or they said, go out there and start fighting for the camera. I don't know. It'll be really interesting to learn. So I will be watching and we'll report back, right? I mean, we got to know.
We've got to know because I remember just watching it and just all the weird DNA test and all of that stuff that was happening too. I mean, it was really just, there was stuff on there I couldn't believe could air on TV. And then the interesting thing that was, after it was canceled, Springer was going to host a new courtroom show titled Judge Jerry. And that premiered September 9th, 2019, and it was on NBC and it was canceled after three seasons in 2020. 22. I mean, that was really a negative response to that show, and TV Guide proclaimed it to be the worst TV show.
Like ever?
Ever, yes. Ever.
That's a tall order, because there's been some real bad TV. Let's just say that in a general sense. I'm not going to call out any particularities on that, but there's been some real bad TV. You know, that is, there's some other details in here about episodes 2. Okay, yeah, I don't even know that I want
Yeah, we got to be careful, too.
We're just going to leave that one alone. People can go ahead and find this article with the Hollywood Reporter, and they can read the stuff that we're not going to talk about on the air. But really,
we're going to be on our best behavior.
A tall order, but we're doing good.
We're trying. And I mean, so yeah, that's coming again, the Netflix 2-part documentary. It's called Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action, January 7th. And you know what the term was for this that they called this back in the day, Emily?
What's it?
Trash TV.
Trash TV. You got it. Hey, guess what? I have a little birdie on my shoulder that gives me some really great little quips who listens to us on the radio here.
Yeah, what's that?
Wants to add to what we're talking about. And
awesome.
I just love this. All right, check it out. So we're gonna continue talking about Jerry. Jerry Springer, I did not know this, and I bet nobody else does, was previously the mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978. So that dude was in government before he started this show and decided to take his experience as a politician and go ahead and run with that on TV and make some crazy television. So thank you for that piece of knowledge, Rob. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad that Rob and I weren't the only ones who knew that.
I didn't think that guy could be a mayor. I mean, did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. Oh, you did know that. Okay.
I did. Yes. That one
tidbit
apparently
was... Apparently, you're full of useless information, too, that's going to apply to some of our conversations.
Some of it, yes. I don't know all that useless information. This one I remember, though, because, I watched Jerry Springer for a while, and then there were some other controversies that came up over the years. But, yeah, him being the mayor was just priceless.
I'm going to have to now search on YouTube if there's like any videos or anything back from him being a mayor, because I mean, right, we know politicians are, you know, lovely people sometimes, but also, you know, people, they got to get involved in some of the kind of antics that are happening on trash TV, because that's unfortunately how it works in politics when you try to win. It's sad but true, right? So that's an interesting one. I did not know that, so I'm glad you did. See, Dave's super smart out there. Knows all the pieces and the facts.
Definitely. Oh, wow. So, yeah, we'll have to catch that on Netflix. We'll provide an update on that. So, all right. So what we're going to do, Emily, is we're going to step away for a little bit. You'll be back right around 8:50. We'll go through our calendar days as well. So looking forward to that.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. See y'all soon.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worry about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or baraboochildrensmuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween torchlit hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween treat walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Max FM.
I was walking down a one-way street, just to looking for someone to meet. One woman who is looking.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. It is 8:33 a.m. with more music mornings with Dave and Emily. Here's Jennifer Page, Crush on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday morning. As a reminder, if you use the Merrimack Ferry, that is closed for maintenance today until sometime this afternoon. We, again, do not know what happened to it. We just know that they're closed for maintenance and they are doing some work on it. We did see some activity out there this morning. The ferry is on the Merrimack side of things, so something definitely is getting repaired on that. If we do get any updates on that throughout the day, we will provide those to you. As a reminder, Highway 33 is still closed, also known as 8th Street, 8th Avenue, until sometime tomorrow. We do not have a time as to when that will open up. We just know it is supposed to be sometime tomorrow. We did have the ribbon cutting ceremony yesterday. If you missed that, you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can watch it. We had a great time being out there, and it's just great to see the road being finished. As we all remember, there were a lot of potholes out there. So the big change for everyone, in case you are not aware of it, is it's going to be a 2-lane roadway. There will be a turn lane in the middle of the road. Something also to be aware of, if you're in the West Baraboo area, crossing over in that area over by Pierce's Express Market on the west side, there is basically when you're in the lanes coming into the stoplights, if you're coming to go across on Highway 33, the right lane turns right, that takes you out right, left takes you down BD, and there's a single lane that goes straight now because, again, this is a 2-lane lane highways. So be aware of that. Please pay attention. There's turn lanes are very clearly marked, but again, the barricades are still up. So do not drive down the closed roads. We do not want anyone getting in trouble. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Damian Lillard poured in 30 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25 and 14 rebounds as the Bucks won their season opener last night, 124-109 in Philadelphia. I'm Bill Scott with sports. All five Bucks starters scored in double figures, including guard Taurean Prince, who was a perfect 6-for-6 for 16 points in his Bucks debut.
Just great. And, you know, it's funny, started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in.
Doc Rivers Bucks will play their home opener tomorrow night against Chicago. Marquette picked to finish fourth in the Big East in a poll of Big East coaches yesterday. Conference held its media day yesterday. UConn picked to finish first, followed by Creighton and Xavier. Golden Eagles guard Cam Jones named to the All-Big East preseason first team. Former Jets coach Robert Saleh has joined Matt LaFleur's coaching staff. Saleh was at practice yesterday. Will focus on the offensive side of the ball. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 30 at our studios.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. As I just mentioned, the road is still closed on 8th. Apparently, someone didn't know this. Two cars were already down there. One turned around, the other one moved the barricades. Yeah, that just came in from one of our listeners. Stay off the road. It's still closed, people. Here's you two on Max FM.
I'll scale these city walls.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily in the morning. Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love? Apparently my dog was asking that same question because, yeah, he was decided I needed a kiss right as we're getting ready to come back on the air, Emily.
I know, and I was lucky enough to get a picture of that. And, yep, that's pretty darn cute. Like, he's basically telling you you're doing a great job this morning, Dave. And I think that that's really nice. Like, you know, they sense all the things we're feeling. And so if you were feeling happy and you were feeling, you know, like maybe you just need a little support or something, I think he was right there for you.
Yeah, he was. So it's always fun. I saw the picture of your pup in your home studio as well. So it's always great having those around. So before we get to calendar days, Emily, we do need to talk about Hope House real quick because I've been in contact with Annabelle and she is going to be getting her purple hair tomorrow. So that will be fun. We'll make sure we get some pictures of that on Facebook. And I do have to go through my end of that deal as well from that day. So thankfully not purple hair, though.
Purple nails, though.
Yep.
All the sets, right?
Yep. So that's getting done tomorrow. So we'll have new pictures of that. So we do appreciate
purple nails forever.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. But I'll have them a little bit longer, no pun intended. So, but we do appreciate everyone's support of Hope House, and we thank everyone so much for supporting us during our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon last month and live on location last Thursday for their Purple Thursday donation drive. I happened to stop into Shopko Optical last night, Tuesday night. I'm trying to keep track of my days. It's been a crazy week. Tuesday night to get my glasses, and they had us on the air. And they're going to be dropping off some supplies to Hope House, and we thank them for doing that because we know that contact solution and contact cases are very important as well. So if you do want to make a donation to Hope House, you can go over to hopehousescw.org. They have their Amazon wish list there, and we just want to help them fill their shelves. And we have Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the month of October, and that's why we did the things that we did. If you do need help from Hope House, their number is 1-800-584-6790. So thank you to everyone that helped support Hope House during our radio request-a-thon and during the donation drive last Thursday. We appreciate each and every one of those people.
Absolutely. Yeah, they got above and beyond what they were looking to do with the drive. So that's fantastic. So yeah, thanks to everyone out there that supports. It's super important cause. And thank you so much for all your support and for the drop-offs and attending to the wish lists and all of the things. So thank you again.
Most definitely. We appreciate each and every one. So we're going to take a look at our calendar days, Emily, and there's some interesting ones on here. The first one I saw, it is October 24th, and it's World Tripe Day.
I don't. No, thank you. Sorry.
Not my thing.
Even the picture. I'm like, okay,
Two
people in the world. If you're out there loving tripe, like, more power to you. I try to be open to trying all the things, but that one I have not tried yet, and that's going to be a tough one for me. But if folks out there have eaten tripe and love it, you know, text in and let us know what it's like and tell us a recipe. We'll share for sure. One of the ones, a food one that I saw. On here is National Jamaican Jerk Day. So jerk blend that it's often on chicken. You can find it on other kinds of proteins as well, but jerk is delicious. And what I like about jerk is it's spicy and zippy, but it doesn't blow your socks off. So it's delicious, and it's a nice way to like flavor up some proteins, especially chicken. So if you're looking for a place to go out to eat today or make something at home, try some jerk seasoning. It's delicious. Next one I saw that I loved is National Kangaroo Awareness Day. I just love that because, of course, you know, we're Americans. We don't get to see kangaroos all the time. I think they're amazing and adorable. We visited a place in the Dells. I forget the name of it. It's the kind of outdoor zoo that they have there. It's a park that has all kinds of different amazing animals in it. And they allowed us to go inside with the kangaroos there. So I don't know if anyone knew that you could do that. You probably do because you're from the area. But anyhow, the lady was working with the kangaroos was just saying how as pets, apparently, if you have them, they're just like super messy. She said she cared for, fostered some in her home and just would like put the food out for them like you would for a dog. And they just like trash the place. So FYI, National Kangaroo, you know, be aware of not having them in your house and letting them at your food, because I guess they're just slobs straight up.
Good to know. Yeah, definitely not a good pet to have.
To be had here.
I think there's some rules against that as well. Exotic pets along those lines. And also today is National Bologna Day. So everyone's favorite processed luncheon meat. I'm going to be avoiding that because that's not good for my diet. And it's ironic. It is National Food Day today as well.
I think that's so interesting. Like, just throw that whole blanket statement on there. It's just National Food Day. So I don't know if that means like, let's try to explore some new foods or just love all the foods and just give yourself what you want. I don't know. I'm not sure. But for you, Dave, no bologna for you today. That's not happening.
No, none whatsoever. I'm going to be eating nutritious. Believe it or not, I already know what I'm having for lunch. You know, I've already thought that far ahead. Having a meatloaf sandwich. We had leftover meatloaf from where we went out last night. And so I know that's what I'm having for lunch. So
Meal planning is a big part of having a good diet. For real. Like, it's just about that planning ahead and not that last minute. I'm hungry quick. What can I grab? Then it tends to not be so healthy. So nice call.
Yep. No, it's a good thing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And the other one I saw was my best winter skin days. So, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. You want to take care of your skin. And, you know, it's something that's definitely a concern because you get that dry, itchy skin over the winter time. And that's never good. Wendy mentioned me the other day. I had shorts on and she get the lotion out. I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, I bump into everything. I mean, it's one of those, I need to do a better job of it. So there it is, National Winter Skin Day. Today's the day for awareness for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lotion, go treat yourself to some nice new skincare products. I mean, skin is our largest organ, right? So we got to take care of it, right? It's important. And we know in Wisconsin, I mean, just even with the dip of temperatures today, I can feel your skin starts to feel like crackly and intense because it's starting to dry out. So another one I see on here that I really appreciate is Zambia Independence Day today, October 24th. So celebrate independence and for Zambia. And, you know, we think about July 4th in this country. So, you know, it's a big day for other places today. So that's fantastic. So happy Independence Day to Zambia.
Exactly. So we think about all of those. And so, and we appreciate everyone today listening to us, Emily. It was great having you back with us this morning as well. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Sounds like a plan, Dave. Everyone have a great, great Thursday and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Looking forward. We'll have you back with us tomorrow, right after around 7:10 tomorrow morning, Emily. We thank everyone for listening today. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy to use controls, all day comfort, and your choice of a 30 by 15 semi power shift or Kubota variable transmission, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future, but some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Help your neighbors in need all month long with Backroat Baraboo Motors. For every new or used vehicle sold in October at Backroat Baraboo Motors at 640 Wisconsin State Road 136 in Baraboo, they'll be making a donation to SSM Health St. Clair Foundation to help local cancer survivors in their fight. This is a battle that affects the community, and Backroat Baraboo Motors is here for the win. Find more details about their community involvement and how you can help at baraboomotors.com.
All aboard!
It's time for Pumpkin Train. Every Saturday and Sunday at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the beautiful fall colors, and all kids 12 and under get a free pumpkin with the ride. Make sure to buy your tickets today at DellsTrain.com. A beautiful 2-mile scenic train ride the whole family is sure to love. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Get your tickets online now at DellsTrain.com, and we'll see you on the Pumpkin Train.